And welcome back to the Young Hollywood Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Gomez, and in this episode, I'm going to be going over 2020, my initial expectations for the year versus how they plan out, all the craziness that has happened to me, and as well as the world in this year, and what I just hope for 2021, and just life as a whole. So if that's something that interests you, as always, sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Thank you. Hello guys, and welcome back to the podcast, episode 30, the final episode of 2020. It's been a while. I know I've said that I do some holiday themed episodes, but I was so busy with family and everything that I didn't get the chance to do it, so I figured now would be the best time, as by the time this goes out, this will be going out on New Year's, which at the time of this recording, that will be going up tomorrow. So I figured now is just as good as time as any to compare a former episode, episode 10 of this podcast, where I talked about 2020 and my hopes for the year versus how they actually panned out. So here we are 20 episodes later, and I can finally give you guys my views and opinions on the year and what I hope for in the future. So enjoy. Now, the three biggest things that I said that I wanted to do in the 2020 episode was that I wanted to be more productive on the podcast, I wanted to get some films made, and I wanted to get on a schedule. Now, I actually fulfilled, I want to say, all of them. I stuck to a schedule fairly for the most part, but like most of the world, everything was kind of turned on its head with COVID and everything, so I kind of threw the whole schedule thing out the window. But as far as being more active on the podcast as well as making films, that did end up being a thing, as in February of 2020 was when I did the Twilight Zone episode, and that was my first film that I ever put out, and it is one of the most successful videos on the channel. I've also put out another video that I put out actually the day after my 19th birthday, so October 26th of this year. I did The Watchful Eye, which was my first horror suspense type short film, and that currently is the most successful movie I've created. It is also the most successful video on the channel, so I'm very happy about it. So I did end up fulfilling my dream of getting some films put out. Not as many as I wanted, but I'm happy to have put something out finally. And another thing that I said I wanted to do was I wanted to be more active on this podcast. And while I was taking many breaks in between throughout the year, I can say that out of this podcast's 30 episode run, 22 of those episodes were made in this year. And so I consider that a win-win. I can't wait to do more. I'll go into a little more detail on this, but I did the math and it turns out if I stick to a schedule all through 2021, I should end up with an episode count in the 80s, which that is just mind-boggling to me. I cannot believe that if we just keep going, we'll get up to that much. Pretty soon, we'll get up to 100. I actually did the math, and if I keep to my schedule, I can reach 100 episodes by May of 2022. So that is something that I very much want to do. And but we'll talk about that later down the line. But all I can say is that really that's all I initially had planned for 2020. And then aside from that, it was just a bunch of life goals. It was graduating high school, which I did in May of this year, and that was crazy. It was crazy enough having just my senior year just take a total halt and just stop out of nowhere, and then all of a sudden I went from being in high school struggling to get out to, okay, we're gonna get an extended spring break, to, okay, now you just gotta wait till May and then you go get your diploma. And that was very crazy to me. I still try to wrap my head around that sometimes. It's funny, I've heard a lot of people say that, and I agree with this, and my family does too. As slow as this year has felt, it's also felt equally as fast, as it feels like just yesterday I got my diploma, but, oh, I need to check my math. It's actually been 7 months, almost 8 months, since I got my diploma and graduated. So that is insane. It feels like just yesterday this hit. It feels like a couple weeks ago I was in high school getting hyped for the release of Call of Duty Warzone and stuff like that, and that was how I was spending my first like month or two of quarantine. Was I was just either playing Call of Duty Warzone or Minecraft. So that was pretty much how I spent my early days of quarantine. I even went as far as to debate on whether I should get back into a gaming channel because I saw no use in doing the film channel for the time being, which ironically, the virus had hit and everything right after I'd released episode one of The Twilight Zone, and I was going into prep for episode two that I was planning to release sometime in like mid to late March. Then that ended up not being the case, and I had to put a lot of my film productions on hold for the time being, including the podcast. And it wasn't until, I want to say, June that I finally hopped back on, and I remained consistent for the most part of the year. And rather than doing two episodes a month, I got even more consistent, and I was sticking to weekly episodes every Sunday. So that's how we've been going. I've s missed a couple weeks here and there. Some of them have been released after Sunday, but for the most part, I have been releasing the podcast on a consistent schedule. And what I can say for 2021 is that the podcast is going to remain consistent. Again, it's going to be weekly episodes on Sunday. The only one that's going to be a little different is we are going to release the first episode of the year, episode 31, on the 5th of January, which is a Tuesday. That is an episode that I'm very excited to be a part of. I'll give you guys more info later on in this episode, but that I can say the podcast is pretty much staying the same. There's going to be weekly episodes on Sunday. You might get four episodes, you might get five, depending on where we land on, but for the most part, podcast is staying the same. As far as filmmaking goes, I really don't have a whole lot planned. I got some ideas, but it's just a matter of fleshing those ideas out and seeing what I can do with them. But for the most part, I don't have a concrete plan as to a project that I'm working on and a project that I'm releasing. I will give you guys more info on that either in the next episode or just in sometime in the near future. I do have some ideas, but like I said, it's just a matter of me planning them out and sticking to them. And that's a whole nother thing. Let's see. Yeah, film, podcast, social media. I really want to try and grow my social media as best I can. For those of you who don't know, I'm active on both Twitter and Instagram under the name Mag Films. I'm not as active on them though because it's actually really a bummer because I have a decent enough like following. I mean, granted it's like 230 something like followers, but still like I still consider that like a decent like following. And but the bummer is that not a whole lot are carrying over from my personal the film account, so that's kind of bothering me because it's cool that I get some people carrying over, and it's cool that I get to sort of start from scratch and build a whole audience based off of what I have to offer. But at the same time, that serves as its own difficulty as you're basically growing a whole audience from scratch, and this is like really testing you as to can you convince somebody to follow your journey based on the content that you are posting. So that is something very fun. I'm planning on being more active on both of those outlets as best as I can. Potentially grow a following. Maybe just set a small goal of getting 100 followers on both my Instagram and my Twitter by the end of the year. That'd be a great goal. That would be a great place to start. And as far as the podcast goes, I would really like to get my audience numbers up. I got a decent following, and I average about like 35 to 40 listens an episode, and I'm very proud of that. I kind of want to bump it up because it is possible. The unique thing about Anchor is, how I've stated before, is how you can make money, and you can make ads basically from nothing, and that's very great. And now that I know that that is possible, as of right now, with only at the time when this goes up, about 30 episodes, I have just under $2.25 that I've made off of this podcast, which is very small. But if I can get a big enough audience, this might be not like a stable income, but it'll be, you know what, some convenient thing to just keep money in my pocket for when I need to go out places and stuff, or maybe even just put it towards my movies and buying props and stuff. But more of that down the line. Yeah, that's mainly what I want to do. Podcast is going to stay consistent. Gonna definitely get more guests on there. I've been very much enjoying the episodes when I did have the time to get guests on there. Thought that I was at my best when I had someone else to talk to. It wasn't just me talking to myself. I actually had somebody to bounce ideas off of. So that was very great. And yeah, that's about it. Just grow the podcast, try and grow the social media, plan out some projects, get as many projects as I can done. Even if I don't get a whole lot, if I can just get a minimum of 2 projects finished, I will be extremely pleased. And that's really all I can hope for, goal-wise for 2021. Again, I'll go more in depth in the detail in episode 31, but right now that's currently where I stand. But I guess all I can say about 2020 is, while it has been a very, very shitty year for a lot of people, I can say that it definitely has been a tremendous area of growth for me, as a person, and like mentally and everything. It was the biggest growth period. It was also the biggest testing period. It was a whole lot of stuff was going on. I was dealing with making the transition between high school and college, dealing with being a college student, turning 19, shifting to a whole new way of education by doing almost everything online, even learning how to drive a little bit with adaptive controls, which, granted, I only drove a few times out of the year, but that is also one of my goals for 2021, is to get my license no later than June. But between the time being, I'm going to drive 2 to 3 times a week. I'm going to make that a goal of mine. If I can't do 3, then at least do 2 times a week. And yeah, that's another thing. I was very lazy this year. I know a lot of people were, but I could have gotten a lot more done. I could have made some better preparations for the coming year and things of that nature. But oh well, what can you do? Hindsight is 2020, and I know that was pretty bad. But yeah, all I can say is that while this year was very shitty, I did enjoy it somewhat. There were some positives, many in particular. I got to focus more on myself and just really like take some time to think, and got to spend more time with family. I even got to see some of my friends. I even got to reconnect with one of my oldest friends, and who I'll get on this podcast very soon. Got to connect with him and his girlfriend, and we got to share tons of experiences together as friends and just go on these amazing little adventures. And we kind of made the most with what we had, and we turned, and we definitely made some memorable moments for 2020, and it was very fun, and it was very unfortunate. I haven't really gotten to see Josh and Caden that much since all this went down. I think last time I saw them was actually right, I think I saw Caden on my birthday, and then all three of us, Josh, Caden, and I, had hung out at my birthday party the night before my birthday, and really that's all. We haven't seen each other since. That was about late October, but we're hoping to reconnect and hang out again possibly next week, so I'm very excited about that. But up until before then, it was mainly, I think, we hadn't seen each other like a few times throughout the summer, And then we went to the movies one time in late September to go see the 40th anniversary screening of Empire Strikes Back, which I enjoyed very much. And yeah, that's about it. Just really just took some time to myself. It was very testing for me. I was again having the age-old debate: should I continue doing this? Why am I doing this? Like, can I really commit, or am I just gonna be lazy? And am I gonna live up to my greatest fear that I've told you guys about before, where am I just gonna be the person that just talks about doing things for and not actually like doing them, just talking, just being all talk and no do. So that was a big thing. And that's about it. Everything went by fast. Before I knew it, summer was over and I was in college. I turned 19. I had a very low-key 19th birthday. Thanksgiving went by and December went by even faster. It feels like just yesterday I recorded episode 29, and that was on the 16th. Now we're on the 30th, and this is just insane. And to those of you who are listening to this, I hope you had a great holiday season. I sure did. Got to spend some time with some amazing people. I got to eat amazing food and even get my hands on some pretty cool things. Let's see. That's pretty much about it. Nothing too much is going on. 2020 was an eventful year, to say the least. It is one that I don't think anybody is gonna forget. And this is definitely gonna be a weird one to look back on. Maybe we're living through history right now, and this is what the next generation's gonna be reading about in the history books, which that's a really trippy thing to think about. And it's crazy how like everybody has like that thing that happened in their lifetime where they're like, "Where were you when this happened?" And I feel like with my generation, it's gonna be like, "Where were you when COVID hit?" Or whatever. Or what were you doing in 2020? And it's definitely gonna be a unique story for sure. And all I can say is that while this year sucked a whole lot, I'm still happy with the handful of positives that it brought me and the hopes of what 2021 can bring. Very hopeful. I'm hoping that we can get back to some state of normal in the coming year, but only time will tell. But I'll save all those intricate thoughts and details. I'll go into more detail and depth in next week's episode 31, which will be the first episode of the new year. But until then, thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I hope you all had a safe holiday season, and I want to wish you all a happy new year. I hope you all stay safe. I hope you all get to spend time with the ones you love. And again, just thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. And to those of you who have been following me on my journey this far, I just want to say thank you so much. I know I've been consistent, and I know I owe a lot to you. And all I can say is that 2021 is definitely going to be a turning point, and I'm going to do everything in my power to hit the ground running. So thank you guys so much, and I'll catch you guys next time. Thank you.